Mostly we are captured by the allurement of the cover of things, which we can grasp with our senses, eye, ear, tongue, touch, nose. We are captivated there. That is the danger. We must pierce through and to find out our connection with the things within the cover. We shall try to find out what is within the cover. Then we shall come in connection with the truth proper. This charm, this apparent charm must be broken to pieces, must be removed. And we have to dive deep into the innermost substance to get back our connection, our ignoring our outer representation. We must look to the necessity of our deeper person, and at the same time what we see outside, that we shall pierce through that and try to connect with the innermost substance. Cover in me and the cover in outside, both must be eliminated. Not altogether eliminated, but we must come through the interest of the inner thing to the cover again. Then we shall be able to have an adjustment proper of the whole thing. And ignoring the inner substance, we are only making much of the cover. That is bad. Here also, we are making much of the cover, the body, ignoring the mind, ignoring the faculty of judgment, ignoring the soul, that is the knowing faculty. If we are very much too much busy with the cover, that is the flesh and bone, that is also misguidance. At the same time, which we about the environment also, if we concentrate only with the cover, that is also ignore the truth. There is insight, there is remains to be explored, to be had, most valuable things within. Just within us, a man with a good body but not good mental system, what is his position? Body is a good looking body, but derangement of mental system, no judgment faculty, no heart, magnanimity, all these qualities, nothing, only good body. So, within, the wealth is within. Similarly, what we see, the world of our experience, the wealth is within. And we must not allow ourselves to be charmed by the cover. In this way we have to move from deeper to deeper, to deepest, and we will be benefited. The knowledge has been classified into five stages: pratyaksha, parokkha, aparokkha, adhukshaja and aprakita. Five planes of knowledge. Pratyaksha, our sense experience, the plane of our understanding, which we gather from the experience of from our senses. Experience of my own experience, we may consider our knowledge to be confined to that limit. But if we want to develop it, then we have to accept the experience of others, the experience of the scientists. They are preparing medicine, they are inventing, and they may get benefit of their invention. That is not my direct experience, but that is the experience of an expert. We can get utility of that other's experience. So pratyaksha parokkha, my experience and the next experience of other persons. We can get benefit from that knowledge. Then the third knowledge is of higher type. It has been considered that when we are found, we are in deep, dreamless slumber, we can come in touch with some sort of plane, which is not within the experience either of me or other experts. A third type of plane, where we reach when we are in sound sleep. And when we come back from that sound sleep, we sometimes assert that I have a very good sleep, happy sleep. So some sort of inexplicable experience of happiness there. I got a very good sleep, very happy, peaceful sleep. So some sort of experience of peace is to be traced there, though it is beyond the jurisdiction of the experience of mine as well as other experts of the world. This is the third plane of knowledge. Now the fourth plane of experience has been inaugurated by the Vaishnava Acharya, that we are the subject, we feel, we conceive, we are conceiver, we are thinker, we are feeler. And other things we feel, the object of our feeling, of our knowledge. But there is higher kind of knowledge, who is feeler of me, seer of me, knower of me, but I cannot know him. My knowing capacity cannot rise up to that plane. This is so fine. My knowing principle is gross, but that is more fine. That can come to contact with me, but I cannot go up to contact with him. It is so fine. I may be handled by him, by that substance, my soul, that is super soul, super subjective existence. That is adhukshaja. The fourth, when that comes down to mind, I may get some sort of experience, and withdrawn, I can only bear the memory of that, nothing else. I cannot give any proof at my sweet will. I can't do, I am helpless. Because that is withdrawn. I cannot enter in the witness box, cannot produce him in the witness box to prove my case. That is, the fact is not there, it is withdrawn already. A fourth class of knowledge. But we can't deny the existence. We have got, those of us who have got such experience, they can't deny that such, there is possibility of such higher experience.
We cannot force them to remain under our command.